to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 936 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I've got another fun episode lined up for us. Before we get too far, I'd like to give you a little update on the fires that I've been talking about. That's right. I am very nearly located to the Aspen Acres fire here in southern Colorado. The fire has recently achieved 100,000 acres. They claim that it is approximately 35% contained. Our town's been a little bit chaotic. It's been smoky. There's been a lot of extra traffic with all the firefighters in town here. But the fire that I was stressed out about has been, it's kind of contained and it's going a different direction. So that is fortunate for my city, very unfortunate for a city kind of close to us. It's heading right towards a couple of places. But big thanks to everybody who was checking on me, who was worried about me, who said a prayer, sent some energy, sent some vibes, sent an email. Thank you. I do appreciate it. It looks like we are safe for now. The winds could change and that could change, but for the time being, we can relax a little bit. They've lifted most of the evacuation orders near me, so people are going home. It has calmed down a lot. Let me check my notes. It is 30%, 36% contained, and we are currently safe was the main note that I wrote down. So I just wanted to send a big thank you to everybody who has checked on me and let everybody know that I feel like I am safe. My home is safe. My neighborhood will be safe. My city should be safe from the fires. For a moment there, it was a little bit hairy, but now I think we can calm down. Now let's move into more podcast-related stuff. Today I woke up and I realized that there are 120 days remaining until the seed ban happens. That's right. There's a seed ban coming up. A few months ago, the government shut down, and when the government was reopened, there were some new bills passed. And within those new bills, there was a clause that makes our favorite seeds illegal to ship over state lines. They're going to be illegal starting, I think the date is November 13th. Anyway, we've got 120 days from the time of recording this episode. By the time this episode comes out, there will be 116 days remaining to buy seeds online. We're going to have to give ourselves a few days of shipping time, a few days leeway. I will be going on vacation the day that this seed ban happens. I'm taking a little trip to a comedy festival down in New Orleans. Big shout out to all my friends that I'll see down there. So that means we've got about 110 days at this point to buy seeds. That is not much time. That's just over 3 months. I'm not trying to get you to panic buy. I'm just making sure you are aware that in approximately 110 days, you will not be able, unless something drastic changes. And if it does, I will be the first to let you know. Actually, I can. Matt will be the first to let us know. Big shout out to Matt for always breaking the news. But if anything does change, I will let you know. But at this point, we've got about 110 days to get seeds in your hand. I'm not trying to get you to panic buy. I just know that a lot of people that are into our favorite plant are very forgetful. They're very much procrastinators. Don't do that. Don't sleep. Don't get left behind. Go get the beans that you need. Many of my favorites and most popular items are selling out and are sold out because people are stocking up on seeds. If you want to continue to grow, if you want to continue to have quality genetics, my advice is to stock up. There's a lot of great stuff on my website now, and there will be a lot more coming very soon. So you've got about 110 days. Get the seeds while you can. I've got a bunch of great FEM stuff available, and right now people are asking for regular seeds. The reg seeds are low in stock on the website, but I will package up more and get them sent. I did not realize how high in demand they would be at this point in the game, but there will be more regular seeds very soon, if not by the time this episode comes out. If not, keep checking very soon. Also, I've got a bunch of new blueberry stuff coming up. That's right. I'm packaging it. I'm getting it named. We're diligently working at getting it packed. The stuff will be on the website very soon. It does take a little bit of work from getting it out of the plants, into the packages, to the website. There is some work involved in that, but there will be new blueberry stuff, and there will be more bundles coming, possibly some blueberry bundles. A lot of you saw the 4th of July bundles. Those were a big hit. Thank you for everybody that grabbed those. The blueberry bundles will be very similar. Those will be coming very soon when all the blueberry stuff does come out. All right, I think I've handled all the business stuff here at the start of the podcast. Oh, one more thing. Make sure you check out our friends at AC Infinity. That's right. Make sure you check acinfinity.com. All of my grows are laced up with AC Infinity tents, controllers, cameras, the fans, the blowers. Everything is AC Infinity. Why aren't yours? Set up all your grows with AC Infinity. Make sure you check acinfinity.com and use coupon code IREEARMY at checkout. That will save you 10%. There is a link in the show notes and in the video description. Now, let's jump into everybody's favorite portion of the podcast. That, of course, is the question and answer portion of the show. I do have a couple of websites. On one of those websites, you can send me grow questions. That one would be IREE Genetics. On the top, there's a row of tabs. One does say grow help. Send me a question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free prize from IREE Direct. That's right. We've got to be careful about what we say here at the end of certain phrases, but you guys will get the point if you're paying attention. So this first question came from somebody who gave us their full name. I'm not going to do that. Your initials are DLS. Big shout out to my new friend DLS. It said, I've got a couple of questions for you. These are good, valid questions. I do appreciate this. This one just came fresh off the presses. I printed this one out just today and added it to the pile. And also, dude, DLS, once you hear this and realize it's you, check your inbox. You've got a free prize. Now, it goes a lot like this. It says, I've got a couple questions for you. You're only going to get one prize, my dude. With the seed ban looming and everyone looking at November 2026 as the cutoff date for buying and selling seeds, what will happen when the United States Postal Service delays deliveries that should have been received before the cutoff, but for whatever reason were not delivered before the cutoff? Will those seeds be confiscated by the Postal Service and further legal action taken against the seller and or buyer? No. First of all, nobody should know what the fuck is in that package. How many of your packages are checked for contents by anybody? None of them should be. I think that's illegal. It is our right to mail stuff without intrusion or some shit like that. I forget the clause, but without suspicion, they have no reason to check your stuff. So none of the packages are getting looked at. Like none of the packages are getting, my company sends a lot of seeds on a daily basis and none of them get inspected or looked at. Nobody knows what's in there. So unless somebody's writing something crazy on the package, and unless you guys are putting ridiculous shit in the company names, nobody knows what's in those packages. You guys, do me a solid. This is a side note. This is a rant. When you are ordering from any website, any store, anywhere, whatever, if you're a legitimate business and you really want to put your company name in the shipping label, go for it. If you're a real legitimate business, go for it. If you're a dude with an Instagram handle that's like fucking Billy Bob's Pot Farm, quit putting that shit as your company name. It's not a real company, and all it does is bring attention that is not necessary to your delivery. We don't need Billy Bong's Pot Farm. We don't need Billy Joe's Ganja Farm. We don't need fucking Super Steve's Silly Extract Lab. Don't put that shit on the packages. It's so much easier without that. What are you doing? I know you want your cool Instagram business to sound real, but just don't. Just put Joe Smith on that motherfucker and get it in the mail. That's all you need. Don't try to look cool with your mail package. That's what I'm saying. But no, the post office is not going to hold on to them and then charge you with them. That would be a conspiracy on their part, and we could press charges against them. We could fight that. As long as they're postmarked by a certain date, there's nothing that they can do about it. But also, how many fucking of your packages have been opened to see what's inside there? There's no reason for them to even know what's inside that package. So that's not going to happen. Now, secondly, it says, will seeds get more expensive as we approach the deadline, or will the need to liquidate stock mean super sales as the cutoff approaches? You'll see both. Some vendors will do one, other vendors will do the other. It just depends on who's got what stock and what seeds are where. And as other people, some of us have outlets for seeds, like locally. I go to events in Colorado. It's not illegal to do events in Colorado and get my seeds out on the market. It's illegal to ship them. So we could still do things. So I don't need to hurry up and drop all my prices and give everything away, because I've still got an outlet for plenty of beans. I've got a reputation. I've got a market. I'll be just fine. But some people, I bet they're going to drop their pants and fucking just let every seed out. And then you'll see things like on seed auctions where Seed Trader prices are going up on packs of my shit that I don't have anymore that other people have. Those prices are going up quickly. Like if you want some of the old Jack Tripper or some of the old Lemon Jeffrey packs, you'll pay good money for some of those. I'm trying to make more of those on time for the cutoff, but I don't know that we're going to make it. Then it says, last question. I didn't preview this part, so let's see. The summer heat wave has really disrupted my grow. I try to keep my jar cure at 60-60. That makes sense, but the temps went to the mid-70s. I have 5 more days of burping, but I fear the temperature problem may have already... No, man, you're cool, bro. before everybody was a big old fucking weed nerd, do my buds have a chance at turning out at least smokable? Yes, dude, your weed is going to be great. Before everybody was a weed nerd and had 17 fucking monitors and devices and useless toys in their grow, we just dried and cured weed in a room that we had. Nobody did 60-60, 50-50. We did it in a room, just whichever one we had that could work. So we would try to keep shit kind of in kind of control, but it was never that critical, that serious. Your herb's going to be just fine, dude. I think all the internet talk of getting everything dialed in perfectly scares the shit out of people, and it gives them a useless fear. It's unnecessary fear and concern. I appreciate that it got too high and you're concerned about it, but bro, you got 10 degrees too high. You're not in the 80s. You're not burning off terps or anything. You didn't ruin the product. I think you're going to be okay. All right, let's keep moving here. I'm checking to see how much time we've been going. We're doing great. First question is right on time. This question also came from the Grow Help tab. Also, dude, check your inbox, free prize. That's what I've got to say. This one came from a person who wants to be called Itchy Asian. Hey, they said it, not me. Shout out to my new friend, Itchy Asian. This one says, hey, Rasta Jeff, I'm a longtime follower with a question. Bro, thank you for the follow. It says, I pollinated a feminized plant with a male plant. Okay, what happens to that offspring? Do they become regs or feminized? They will be just regs. Longtime listener. So the answer is you've made regular seeds. The part that makes a feminized plant is the pollen. That's what makes a feminized seed is feminized pollen. Nothing is different about breeding with feminized seeds as to breeding with a regular seed. Once you've got that selected female plant, it works just like any other selected female plant. I've made a bunch of crosses using feminized plants on either side. Like, let's think about Lemon Sunrise, one of the fucking lemon crosses I made. I've made so many Arise crosses. What's Arise to Lemon Jeffrey? Is that Lemon Sunrise? I think that's what that is. That is a regular to a feminized. Amazing plants, amazing seeds. Everything was awesome. Right now, I'm using a reversed cream to pollinate the Lemon Jeffrey, and that makes, what is that, Bill Cipher? Is that who that is? That makes Bill Cipher, and those are amazing plants. Both of those come from feminized seed stock, so the plants are never going to know. The next thing I wrote down is, if you didn't get those plants from a seed, if you were just given these plants, how would you ever know that a female plant came from a fem seed or just a regular seed? You would have no way of knowing because there's no difference. The only difference is that feminized pollen did not contain male chromosomes, so you've got a truly female plant. That's the only difference. So, my dude Itchy Asian, you have made regular seeds. There's nothing different about breeding with fems and regs. And how would you even know was the bottom line of that. So, do it, bro. Do it. Make yourself some regular seeds. Have a good time at it. And then let me know how the progress comes out. Now is a good time to remind everybody to click like and subscribe. That's right. If you enjoy my I can't even get through it. Just push the button for me. That's all we got to do. Thanks, guys. All right, one more question. This one came from somebody who wants to be called Tweetop. Yes, they wrote it that way. Tweetop. I'm not lisping today. Not that bad. This one says, after November, the spherical objects will no longer move freely. I like the way you word that. If people increasingly favor clones over tissue culture or tissue culture, then that will tighten up the clone hype cycle. Only registered genetics will be sold in the legal market via metric or the FDA. But that step right there is years away. Right now, it's a free-for-all. Sell clones. The rules, the law say that we can sell clones. Do that. Anybody can just sell a clone. Technically, legally, you're supposed to be registered with the Department of Agriculture if you ship any plant or seed material, but that's another conversation. Now, it says, where will new elite cuts come from if not from people popping seeds? People will still be popping seeds, bro. People have purchased stockpiles of seeds from myself and other breeders from around the planet. So people have got a lot of freaking seeds, and a lot of people will continue to pop them, including myself. And that's where a lot of the elite cuts will come from. The breeders will start putting out their elite cuts that we find. I've been breeding stuff for years. I've got seeds you guys have never heard of. I'll still be crossing stuff and breeding shit and doing things with my old school and new school genetics. I'll find some keepers in there and I will put those out. So me, that's where the elite cuts will come from, me and other breeders like myself. You know they will bring things in from outside to meet market demand. Just seems contradictory. Yeah, of course they will. That's how that always goes, bro. If you shut down a market and close the sources, somebody will bring something from outside to differentiate themselves from the market. But I think the thing that you're worried about is not as big of a deal as you're worrying about who's going to bring out those clones. Everybody. We're all still growing. We're all still popping the seeds. A lot of people are still making seeds. It's just going to be more of a... So for a little while, everybody became a weed grower. When weed became legal, everyone was a fucking weed grower, and a lot of them fizzled out. Now it's time for all those weed growers with a lot of passion to become seed makers for your local area and start making seeds for all your friends, your coworkers, your grow community in your area that you can distribute them to. And then those people will be the guys passing out those elite clones also. The seeds aren't done, you guys. Don't act like seeds are over. You can never stop seeds. People will continue to sell and move and distribute and trade and possess seeds and clones. It was illegal way back in the day before it was legal. And guess what? Seeds and clones got where they needed to be. So I think you're kind of worried. I get it. I do get it. But I think you're ahead worrying, and we're not that far yet. And we will still be pulling out elite clones because I'm not done yet. I've got a million seeds I want to pop and find what's in there. And out of a million, with my seeds, there's probably a million keepers. I'm just being a smart ass. But you know how it goes. There will be a lot of good keepers amongst those progeny. All right. I'm going really fast on this episode today. I want to do this this question next. Ladies and gentlemen, do make sure you click like and subscribe. Stay tuned. That way you never miss any episodes. This one came from The Dank Gardener. Shout out to The Dank Gardener. My dude, check your inbox. You've got a coupon code for a free prize. This one says, "Hey, Rasta Jeff, I want to start off by saying I love your genetics and your videos." Hey, thank you, bro. That works out because you're getting in the video and you're going to get some of the genetics. It says, "Thank you for your dedication, bro. Thank you for noticing. Thank you for being a part of it." It goes on. It says, "I want to make a cross with Peachy Keen and Jack the Ripper. That'll be a fun cross. Those are going to be tall, skinny, lanky plants. Be ready for that." Says, "I've never smoked them or grown them." Well, that's, I'm already, you should grow them before you try to breed with them, my dude. That's like the number one thing. Grow them and smoke them before you try to breed with them. But this is your fantasy. We're going to let you live it out. It says, "Just sounds real good." You're right. It does sound good. I approve. It's something that I would do. I'm just making sure that we're still recording over here because I got too many devices going at once and we've had technical issues before. Where were we? Question. When crossing cannabis strains, is it better to use the male and a female plant, regular and female are regular seeds, or two females when hunting for your own breed strain? So, are two females being a reversal? I just want something I made to have in my garden. And then, so if you just want something for your garden, I think fems are the way to go. Just make a couple fems for yourself. It's going to take a little more time. It's a little more work. But if you just want to make some fems, that's what I would do. Then you don't have a bunch of males to sort through. That's what I would do probably. I did make a bunch of notes like always. I said it depends on your needs. Do you want males for future generations? It doesn't sound like it. It says you just want something to have in your garden. If you want males to make F2s, F3s, I would make regular seeds. If you just want something to play with, do fems. It's a much easier, it's way easier to grow, in my opinion. You won't have to pull out male plants. Are you trying to preserve or stockpile for yourself? That kind of sounds like what you're trying to do. If it's a one-time thing, just make fems. And then I made a little list. Regs, there will be males in there. Fems, there will be no males in there. There's pros and cons to that. Like I said, if you want to go further filial generations, you need those male plants. If you're good with one cross, just make the fems. It's easier to make regs and you'll make more reg seeds. All you got to do is put the boy and the girl in the room, let them do the boogie. They will make plenty of seeds. If you want to make reversals, you've got to spray them. You got to time the sprays properly. If you use SDS, it takes multiple sprays. The Elite X is quite expensive if that's what you want to use. And overall, most of the time, in my experience, the feminized projects will make less seeds overall. So you won't have as many seeds to play with. But if this is just for you, just for your fun, then you don't need that many seeds and you should be all right anyway. So I would probably recommend doing the two girls in reverse one. That does take more space, more time. If you don't have two separate rooms you can dedicate, then you will be forced to doing just the regular seeds. Let me know what you decide to do. I'm going to send you a pack of seeds. Make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free prize. All right, let me see if I have one more quick one before we wrap up this podcast. Here's one right here. This is going to be a good one. This is the last question on today's episode. Thank you for everybody for listening to another episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. Once again, click like, click subscribe. It's free for you and it does help me out a lot. This one goes, it came from Ebone4206. Shout out to Ebone. It said, "Hey, I just found your podcast and I love the info you give. I'm a new grower and I always wanted to make seeds for myself. I only have one tent and I would like to run reg seeds and breed that way. Will I be able to veg and flower at the same time or does it need to be staggered?" You can veg the regs at the same time. You can veg them and flower them at the same time. The regs will work this way. That's kind of what I was talking about to the previous message. Then it said, to the same question above, if I use STS spray and have two plants in one tent, would this work? No, because you need to get the pollen donor flowering 2 weeks before, maybe even 3 weeks before your pollen receiver. So that's going to fuck up your whole plan of having one tent to work with. Then there's more. It said, if I wanted to re-veg a plant, will I get the same buds in taste, smell, and et cetera, or will it change slightly from the original harvest? No, that plant, once it re-veges, if you do it properly, you are just returning that same plant right back to veg. It is the same thing. It should all go the same. Keep in mind, if you grow it in a different environment, feed it differently, do anything different, those differences will show. That is a phenotypical representation. Genetics plus environment equal phenotype. So you'll get the same plant. You'll have the same genetics, but you have to feed it the same feed, the same VPD, the same fucking amount of moisture, the same dryness, or you will notice a difference in the outcome of that plant. But the genetics are all there, all the same. All right, if your message was heard on this podcast, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free prize from iRedirect. Have no fear if I didn't read your question. I've got a bunch of questions still stacked up. There will be plenty more for the next episode. I'm going to wrap up this podcast by saying thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Do what you can to speak out to your congresspeople to fight the seed ban. That way we can keep these seeds flowing. I will have more info on that in a very future episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. It seems like I've never done this before sometimes. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. Did you see that? Totally spinning on my own podcast. I apologize. Excuse that. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Fungadelic. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me. Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, be relaxed. Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. Like a dog, educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. The proof.
Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up high above.